And now time for an audio goodbye. All one word. Hello everybody, all one word here, and this is an audio boo just to share with you a fellow who I used to listen to on the radio. His name is Mike Elliott, and you'll have seen him around actually. He was on Billy Elliott, the film, and he's been on a load of other things. Just Google him, he's been on tons of things. But he used to be on the radio for Century Radio in Newcastle, and he was actually quite funny. He did a talk show. People used to ring in. He used to set a couple of topics, and he used to have his regulars. One of them was Mickey, and another one was it Raymond. And what I want to share with you is just a few clips from his radio show. He finished ages ago. He stopped. I think he was kicked off, actually. One of the funny things about him was that he used to joke about drinking alcohol whilst doing the radio show. And a couple of coppers one night were listening, and they thought, is he actually drinking? He actually sounds a bit slurred when he's talking. So they followed him when he finished at whatever time it was, two o'clock in the morning, something like that, or 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And they followed him, and they stopped him, and he actually talked his way out of it. So we'll never actually know if he was caught drinking or not. So I'm just going to roll straight into it. It's recorded directly from the radio, and I hope you have a laugh. So here he is, Mike the Mouth Elliott.
Call Mike the Mouth now. 0191-477-2000.
Craig!
Hello! It's Craig from Dermot, Mike.
Wonderful.
I want to talk about these intelligent cats.
Go on.
I was from Dermot.
I've got a feeling Craig's cat actually might be more intelligent than Craig. It could be just a rough guess here, but I don't know what happened there. I mean, say, funny lad, Craig. I don't know what you did, but whatever you did, it was wrong. 0191-477-2000. I love French girls. Are you married?
No, I'm 15.
You're 15? You shouldn't be on the show. Get off the show. 15? I don't care. I know they might be old from France, but I'm sorry that we can't have 15-year-olds on the show, Mickey.
How are you doing?
Hello, Mickey. Hey. Two French girls.
Oh, lovely.
15 or too young. Too young. They shouldn't
too
be on.
Too young, you see.
Sorry, Christine and Christelle.
They should be tucked up in bed.
Yes, well, we'll... luckily, you're tucked up in Walker, so they're safe for the night anyway.
All right. I'll tell you what it is. I tried to get onto that Mike Paul show today, but the lanes were that packed, they wouldn't even let Mickey on.
Well, it was a lot of people phoning in about people trying to get me bullet, and it was nice to be to think that I'm doing it right for the majority of people, so I kind of gone wrong.
No, well, you see, I mean, even I was mentioned, Lee.
You, yeah, excuse me, I said. Excuse me. And Raymond, as if I give you a wage.
I know, I can't understand it.
So I've never met you before this series started, has it?
No, that's right.
No, there we are, then, see.
But anyway,
Raymond, of course, yes, I'm married to him.
But what got me good was about, there was a lot of these women coming on about this prostitution business, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm always friendly with the girls that are on the street, you know.
We know.
I mean, we know
only too well.
I mean, last night, I mean, the friend of mine that wrote us a letter, like
you met her.
She came over to see us. You see?
Well, that's lovely.
And
that's nice.
But you see, the thing is, she's the top of the range girl. You see, she works for an escort agency.
What, in Newcastle?
Aye.
There's no such thing.
It's a nationwide thing, she was telling us last night. She works for this agency. then it's nationwide, but they have an agent, you see, and they ring them at their homes.
Aye.
And they go out
with the businessmen.
With the
like
businessmen, and she was telling me some tales last night.
What type of tale?
About these businessmen when they want a young lady on their arm. I mean, she's only 28, you know.
A bit like Pretty Woman.
She's gorgeous looking, like you want to see. I couldn't believe me.
I'd like to see her, Mickey. I'd like to see her, you know. I'm willing to meet any time.
But I'll tell you what it is. I opened my eyes. I'll tell you when she came up the lift, like.
Up the lift? Where you live?
I live in a high rise, you see.
I bet it's open the water. There'll be people from water. The curtains wouldn't stop fluttering.
But she was saying there, I says, why is it expensive, like, you know, for to hire you out, like, you know what I mean?
She says,
it costs you £80.
£80?
Aye, and that's just to go for a meal. Like.
That's just for the arm?
That's just for the arm, that.
And then you've got to buy a bait.
And then you've got to buy a bait after that, like,
and you can't be cheap.
No.
That's it. It's not on the bottom of Dean Street or in York Road, Hartlepool, a bag of chips and extra scratching costs you a lass, like.
No. But she was saying, goes out for lovely meals, you know, and meets very nice businessmen, actually, she was saying. But not all of them want rumpy pummy, you see.
No, what do they want?
Well, they just want to be seen with a nice young lady.
Yes, of course. Bit of glamour, yes.
And going into a place and, you know, they've got to pretend to be sort of like...
But where do these men get the money from? They're not putting this on the tax, are they? I'm not paying for it indirectly, am I?
Well, I don't know because...
I think, actually,
a lot of them pay for it, like, on their credit cards because she said, she says she gets a lot of people to buy credit card and working it that way, like.
But if they're paying by credit card, they'll be claiming that off tax. I mean, you'll be paying for their rumpy pumpy and nights of pleasure, you know. That's not right. These businessmen, they're gonna murder.
That's it. But I mean, I wasn't really worried about that, you see, because I was taken out as a friend, you see.
Of course,
she wants to see me, like, just as a friend, you see.
Just hands in the pocket job, isn't it?
No, she stayed the night.
Really?
Oh, I stayed the night because she didn't have a job last night.
And you haven't got a credit card, so it wouldn't work.
She bought us 40 tabs, man.
Never.
I bought us 40 tabs and a couple of cans from the shop, like.
She's been around.
she says, you're a really nice person, Mickey. I says, I'm an understanding person.
Of course you are.
She says, it's not very often you meet a man who's not jealous about other men taking you out. I says, no, that doesn't bother me in the least,
Well, not if you're earning.
If you're
living with her and she's pulling what five nights a week, that's £400 minimum. I would go out with her and make sure that man's well wrapped up.
I mean she's got a nice motor as well, like. She's got an XR3 injection.
I tell you what, it opened
my eyes up because she says we'll have a run down to the waterfront, you know, in the quayside, you know.
Oh, the quayside.
She says we'll have a, because I went there the last time with a young lady and I thought.
Well, Will I get to meet her this? Because I didn't meet Roxanne.
No, but.
And she was a fan of mine, isn't she?
This one, she heard you in a taxi, Lee. And that's how she got on to me.
I think you're all meeting, you know. I think, you know, maybe you meet up. We'll casually meet up. At one of these quayside pubs you're talking about.
That's right.
I'll pretend I don't know. Yeah, and then you could say, I think, by goodness, mate. Oh, no, it can't be. No, it can't be. My goodness, over there. Look, quick, Dolores, it's Mike the Mouth. And then we can get together, you see.
But as I was saying, Lee, I mean, I don't like to see these women put down, Lee.
No, they shouldn't be put down.
I mean, I think it's terrible. I mean, you get these narrow-minded people, they phone up and say, this prostitutes and people like that shouldn't be on the streets and one thing and another.
Mickey, the do-gooders, the people that do-gooders who want to do this clean-up and all that, they've got so many hang-ups. Mm-hmm. What they want is a good dose of syrup of figs and a good session at the toilet to clean out the minds, because they've got dirty minds and they've got a dirty life. And I think they're pathetic. And I am sick to death of them. I really am sick to death of them. I'm not going to change, Mickey.
No, you've got to live in the real world, man.
Have a good weekend of glug-glugging, kidda.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be on the dog this weekend.
I bet you will.
Full weekend on the dog.
Okay,
there
kid.
You go. Mickey's signing off.
Ta-da, Mickey. That's Mickey from Walker, our roving reporter. And we'll probably have an in-depth look at massage parlours, what I have visited. Signed, Mickey from Walker, the end.
Call Mike the Mouth now. 0191 477 2000.
You often say that it was don't bore me before I start. You know?
Well, do I say that at the start of the show? No bores, no prats.
Mm.
No, and I'm still letting you come on. So, therefore, you know.
Anyway, I want to get on with Mickey from Walker.
Right.
Like I said before, at least he projects a semblance of being a canny lad, fair enough, but I sometimes wonder if he's either winding people up himself or winding you up. I mean, from the time I was born till now, from time immemorial, I've never known of any gold-digging women to ever buy tabs for. I mean, the gold-digging women I've come in contact with have just been out to bleed you of every last penny you've got.
Well, not because you're a sucker.
Fair enough.
You come across as a sucker. They see you as a sucker. They know that you're desperate to get the domination, so they suck you out.
Fair enough, but I find it very hard and difficult to believe this. Mickey from Walker has been having these gold-digging women have been buying tabs for them. That sounds very, 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 very difficult to believe, you know?
That sounds very, 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 very bitter on your part. You're a bit jealous of them.
Well, like I said, the 101% of the women I've come across have just been out to bleed you of every last penny you've got.
You haven't come across a normal woman yet, man, Raymond. You're going for bloody bitch queens and dominatrixes.
And no quarter given, you know. They're just out for every last penny they can get off you.
Because they're called prostitutes.
You know, 101% every last penny.
But that's
no quarter given.
But the girls are there to make money. Now, either they sell their body and you have sex with them, or they sell some skills, some services. In your case, it is lock me in a dark room and threaten me and whip me and what have you. And that's what you're after. That's what you need.
I mean,
not all women are like that.
Anyway, I want to get something else. But the women, you know, I like that echo of the sentiment to what you said about women who should be their places in the home and whatever, not work, you know?
Who said that?
You said that.
No, I've never said that.
Well,
No. I see, and people never listen to everything. They take one sentence and then, I didn't. You said, actually, you're not if you... You know, and I've got a full transcript of everything I've said. Anybody can come in here and listen to the tapes of all the shows, and it's there, and you can hear what I've said. The trouble is, some people out there, that's why a lot of the complaints have been in, is that they half listen, and then they get the wrong end of the stick, and then they go jibby-jabby, jibby-jabby.
I think there's a small sprinkle of people over the whole United Kingdom, women, I should say, who do need to go out and work because of the money or whatever. You know, they need to support their family or whatever. Fair enough.
Well, we're not going to have any small sprinklers on this programme.
Well, and I think what it is, part of the problem is, it's just simply men. Men are reported to, or whatever, alleged to be lazy and tend to not want to work, whereas women are more industrious. And they'll push themselves, and that's why, one of the reasons why there's more women in work than there's men.
Thank you, Claire Rayner. And now we'll move on into another world.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.